Track 13, and now we come to the sport. Penalty Precision sees Bucks into round 3. It was the FA VAR's second round proper. Buckland Athletic 2, Millbrook 2. But on penalties, the result was 12-11. There were no fewer than 30 penalties taken in the shootout that saw Buckland Athletic progress to the third round of the FA VARs. Manager Matt Cusack joked that it felt like it would never end, and that was a sentiment shared by all in attendance at the VX3 Stadium, the final tally standing at 12-11 in favour of the hosts. Debutant Isaac McHugh, who Cusack labelled as outstanding, had the final say from the spot, converting both of his penalties and assisting his side's second goal on the day. Cusack cut a delighted figure when offering his final assessment. Cup competitions are always about just finding a way to get through to the next round, and we've managed to do that. In the third round, Buckland had been drawn at home against fellow Western League side Barnstaple Town. Bovey Tracy AFC dispatched another high-ranked opponent, booking their place in the third round of this year's FA VARs. The Moorlanders welcomed Corsham Town to the Western Counties Roofing Ground on Saturday the 8th of November. Corsham have enjoyed a strong season to date, sitting fourth in the Hellenic Premier League when the pair went toe-to-toe. Once again, though, Bovey were punching above their weight, prevailing 4-1 in front of their own fans. There may not have been any goals in the first half, but the visitors were reduced to 10 men, their fullback receiving 2 yellow cards. Highly rated young talent Jack Brimming quickly scored twice after the break to give Bovey a commanding lead. Bovey's reward for this win is another home tie with Downton FC, set to come to town on Saturday the 6th of December for round 3. Buckfast Lee suffer the blues as they ship 7 at Ducks Pond. Buckfast Lee Rangers suffered a third straight one-sided defeat in the South Devon Football Premier League division. They remain at the foot of the table, losing 7-2 at home against Plymouth True Blues. For the second week in a row, result of the day goes to Chudleigh Athletic. Goals from Gavin Lake and Riley Snell dug out a great 2-2 draw at Ilsington Villa, who have dropped 5 points in their last 2 games and are now 6 points off the lead, which is still held by Windmill. Plymouth True Blues remain in second place, with Ilsington dropping points and Spurs and Lakeside on cup duty. Newton Abbott 66 edged into third place with a hard-fought 3-1 win over Paignton Saints. There were no league games in Division 1, but in Division 2, Signal Box took advantage of the Corries being on cup duty by moving into top spot with a 7-1 thrashing of East Allington. And now we go on to hockey. Despite the tricky conditions on Sunday, Ashmore's men's first team played out a tremendous National League match against newly promoted Marlow at their Totnes base. Prior to the game, a minute's silence was impeccably observed, but Ashmore were caught cold from an early attack and found themselves 1-0 down with barely a minute on the clock. The jolt was produced led to a lift in Ashmore's demeanour and play. Ashmore were controlling the game but still found themselves behind due to their early lapse. Then, right on the stroke of half-time, Ashmore got their deserved equaliser. However, a momentary lapse in marking allowed Marlowe's striker an unopposed shot at goal, meaning the final score was Ashmore 1 and Marlowe's men's first 11-2. Ashmore Women's first 11 found themselves 2-0 down in the first quarter of the game against the runaway league leaders Kingsbridge and Salcombe's first 11, but rallied from this early setback to produce an excellent all-round team performance. Against a more experienced opposition, it was one of Ashmore's five teenagers, Tilly McEwen, who pulled a deserved goal back just after half-time. Kingsbridge have averaged 5 goals a match and managed to get one more midway through the second half, however. It was all Ashmore from then on, with tireless Sophie Walker pulling it back to make it 3-2, making it an exciting last 10 minutes. We now come on to rugby, with visitors Wellington and homeside Tynmouth both languishing at the bottom of the league. Saturday's encounter was important to both sides to find some winning form. Tynmouth opened the account with an early score after a tap-and-go penalty in the Wellington 22. Converting his own try, he put the home side ahead 7-0 after only 6 minutes. Wellington responded well, but it was the hosts who scored next. If the home supporters expected the floodgates to open, they were wrong. There was no further scoring in the first half. Very soon after the break, Tynmouth were on in the points again. A 40-12 win proved much needed one for Tynmouth, who are up to 9th as a result, whilst Wellington have a mountain to climb. And finally, Newton Abbott Rugby Football Club shot up to 5th in the Western Counties table following a 62-26 home win over Red Ruth Quins. The All Whites had 4 try bonus points secured in a 22-7 half-time lead and were 48-7 up before a 2 try burst by Red Ruth made the scoreline more respectable. And that's sport for this week.